feel the sunlight shining in. Well, hello everyone. Forgot to turn my camera on there. Good morning. I'm Brian, and today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. And this is episode 167 of the Lots Project Podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the title of today's episode is I'm Helping. Good morning, Martinson family. How you doing this morning? Up and at it already again. Oh, I'm helping. Yeah, yesterday, little story from yesterday. Light bulb went on. Also want to talk about a lot of update on the house. A lot of action yesterday. Got some emails, had to have some conversations with the realtor, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then Self-Reliance Festival. Going to talk about Self-Reliance Festival down there in Camden, Tennessee. And I will, go over kind of who's there. I have a affiliate link to share to grab tickets for that if you can make it to Camden. And we will go over who's speaking, who's talking, and just generally talk about stuff this morning. It is Wednesday. It's hump day, halfway through the week today. Not really. I guess halfway through today is halfway through the week. But my weeks are dragging. Didn't want to get out of bed this morning, guys. Fireside Freedom last night. Had an awesome time. Hosted. Tim joined us. Toolman Tim. Nate LeMaster from Two Chicks Homestead. And Carrie Brown from Strong Roots Resources. We talked about preparing for fall. We ended up talking about fall, preparing for winter a little bit too. Because Tim and I, we don't have fall. We just, him up there in Alberta, me in Minnesota, we just kind of go from 90 degrees to negative 10. So, fall waves at us on the way by. And then Carrie was on the other extreme, said his fall lasts several different iterations and seasons. And then they have a little bit of winter and then right back to spring. So maybe why were you want to head that direction? I don't know. Sounds decent to me. A little FTO blonde espresso this morning from Food Forest Farms. Join Brian's Coffee Club. Check it out over at foodforestfarms.com. If you want to try some of the Food Forest Farms coffee or some Get Shit Done blend Lots Project coffee, you can head to the website at thelotsproject.com/shop. And, Martin's family, give me 2 seconds. Yeah, lotsproject.com/shop and find some coffee bundles. You can grab whole bean, Get Shit Done blend. It's a highly caffeinated, a little higher caffeinated morning blend. Wake you up, pop your eyes open. It is super fresh when it gets to you. Currently shipping once a month. If you need it, customer service is great. So, give me a holler and we will work something out. But definitely once a month shipping. Yeah, normally. So check it out. It is great stuff. If you've never had air roasted coffee, you should really try it. And pick some up from me. Item of the week. Oh, hold on. Let me get you're hoping to get employed. Martinson family, you got job interview or waiting on a callback? Looking for a job making paper, huh? Hey. You say up over there in the comments, Martinson family says, hunting, fall means hunting. Yeah, man, around here it means hunting in, 80, 90 degrees, trying to hunt white-tailed deer. And then all of a sudden you are in your parka because it's, like 10 degrees and 20 mile an hour winds. And, So, Fall is definitely a rare occurrence around here. We love it. We love that. And when Carrie was talking about it last night, saying that fall lasts forever there, I saw Corey's eyes lighting up and twinkling because that's kind of like what she likes. And spring too. So, hey, we're excited. So let's talk about the product of the day today. Product of the day is a little different. It's not even a physical product. Well, I guess you can get a physical product in the mail. But it's the Fold app and Fold debit card. Fold app is just an app on your phone. You can purchase gift cards for Amazon and DoorDash, Uber, all sorts of things. There's other ins and outs to the app that you have to check out. but you earn cryptocurrency back instead of rewards, instead of airline miles, whatever, restaurant rewards. You get cryptocurrency back. You get paid back in Satoshis. They also have a debit card that they offer. You can check it out. You can look it over, see what you think. You get crypto back on purchases for the debit card and all sorts of different perks. So check it out. If you use my link to check it out, the link in the show notes, in the video description, if you use that, you will get 5,000 Satoshis back. There is really no benefit to me unless you go forward and decide that that debit card is good for you and pick that up. And then I start earning 1 to 50 Satoshis per transaction. So I'm hoping you like what it looks like on that debit card and you sign up and join my spin squad and then you actually start using it. I have mine linked up. I went through all the motions of, I shouldn't say went through all the motions. It was pretty straightforward and simple. It linked my bank account. Test transaction this Friday. It's a payday and we are going to roll into that and see how it works. I don't even have a card yet and I will probably try to transfer some money into that account and just try to buy an Amazon gift card or just be prepared for when it gets mailed because it's been, well, when it arrives, it's been mailed. I got the shipping confirmation. So definitely check out Fold, the Fold app and the debit card. Click that link down in the show description and go check it out. Look at the app, sign up through the link and then download the app, sign in. And you should have 5,000 Satoshis dumped in there. And just a disclaimer, Josh from Liberty Meat Solutions reminded me the other day or informed me, I didn't really know that you need to have 50,000 sats to withdraw from that. Use your card, buy some gift cards, whatever. It'll add up pretty quick. So I wouldn't worry about it. Check it out. See what you think. There's nothing wrong with getting free cryptocurrency in return for buying stuff you're already buying anyway. But we will move on. Yesterday I'm helping. So everybody, I don't know if everybody knows, but everybody should have heard of The Simpsons and everybody should have heard of Ralph Wiggum. I was a big Simpsons fan back in the 90s. So dating myself here and really followed the development of it the whole way. Watched the show pretty much straight through college. Into the late 90s, early 2000s. I own DVD sets. I like The Simpsons. I like them. Not quite as much anymore, but still remember them as a fond memory. And old Ralph Wiggum, he was one of my favorite characters on there. Little guy cracked me up. He just cracked me up. But I loved his I'm helping, where he was just doing whatever, picking his nose, and he would get the I'm helping going, the memes out there. And so that kind of sticks into my head for those people that are just like, they think they're doing something, but they're not. And so yesterday I was out at a job site and we were upgrading software all day. So hanging out, observing, you start the software process and then you sit there and you watch it happen for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And then it goes through another process and then it reboots. And yeah, it's a long, like tedious process where you're really not doing anything and don't have to do anything. So have to be available if it stops. So there's a lot of into the store, use the restroom, into the store, talk to the manager back and forth. Well, I walked in and I was waiting in line to talk to somebody and I look over and Jesus Christ, there's the adult participation trophy of the year, the I've voted sticker. Guy had his chest all bowed out. He was so excited and he saw me kind of glance down at his sticker and he looked down at his sticker and he even bowed up a little bit more. And I kind of cocked my head because I had no idea it was voting day. Yeah, no idea. Had no clue. So that is a big change. I wanted to mention that. I think 10 years ago, I was telling Corey 10 years ago, I would have known if it was an election day, I would have known every election within probably 200 miles, who was running, why they were running, what was up. And this guy is just all peacocking with his sticker. Oh, man. Had no clue. it was primaries, I guess, yesterday in Minnesota. I got home. I flipped open Facebook to see if I had any Lost Projects notifications. And they had some banner up at the top that click here to stay informed with all the Minnesota election news and results. And I'm like, wow, their algorithm is way the fuck off. And then Corey looked at me and said, you told me about the guy with the participation trophy, and I remember dismissing that message from Facebook this morning. I didn't even put two and two together. So she ignores it as well. Corey has ignored politics since I knew her. I was pretty heavy. I did the normal progression of an anarchist from hardcore Republican to constitutional conservative to libertarian to fucking I don't give a shit anymore, and it's way better this way. Corey was that way when I met her. Never really got into politics, never really was into it, never really got concerned with it. The whole time she was with me, she just kind of ignored it. Yeah, I think she turned out better. So I learned my ways. Just took me a little while. But yeah, that was I'm helping. Every time I see people with their sticker and yeah, vote harder. What are you changing this time? Vote harder. I'm just going to have my taxes raised. So that's how I look at that. That is how I look at that, man. So yeah, yesterday was voting day. I guess they elected, yesterday they would have been electing who they're going to run together in the circus. So yeah, we will see. We will see. I won't know who won. I don't care. But yeah, just seeing that I voted sticker and being totally caught off guard and not even knowing that there was an election that day kind of made me happy, kind of warmed my heart that I've checked out enough that I didn't even know and didn't even care. So there's that. Let's move on. House update. House update. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. Oh, it seems like a daily update on the house situation. No showings yesterday, which was a change. We've been pretty consistent every day, at least one to two. Email from my realtor yesterday morning, and we got an offer. He was traveling. He was out of town and traveling home, and just glanced at it on his phone, but asked me, please just give me some time to get home, pull up my laptop and look at it, and really go through it. I don't want to miss anything on my phone. And I appreciated that he wanted to make sure everything was kosher. So that was probably, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning. And then he wasn't going to be home till like 8 at night. So all day to sit and wonder. I downloaded the contract. I read it. I am not a real estate expert. I am not a real estate agent. I read that contract. I mean, I am capable of reading it. My God, it hurts my fucking brain. Oh, the way they're written. Oh, man. Reading through it and reading through it again and seeing something and wanting to come back to it, not being able to find it, having to read through it again. Oh, Jesus. So I read it, and it was over asking offer, which is cool. There are some issues in it. Probably not going to talk about those until we negotiate with them. So he's going over that. He went over that when he got home. But in the meantime, while I was doing Fireside Freedom, I glanced down at my phone and I had an email from him. I was like, oh, he must be back. It must be an email about the offer. Opened it up and we had a second offer. Yeah. Two offers one day. Been like 35 days and one sniff of a lowball contractor offer. And then we get two offers, and the first one was over asking. The second one was quite a bit under asking, but it was an escalating offer. And my realtor wanted to send that off to his lawyer, because he's been in the industry like 29, 30 years. So he's seen some shit. Recently he had a discussion with his lawyer about some escalating price contracts. And, so he wanted to send it over. He was pretty sure that this one was not right. So he wanted to send it over there, get some legal advice, and then get back to me in the morning, which would be this morning, And yeah, we're going to discuss it. So there's that. A couple offers. The escalating end of the offer actually ended up above the first offer. But we had a closing date is the big difference to me. The second offer is pending their house sale. They haven't even listed it yet, and proposed closing date of the end of October. I don't want to sit around here for another 2.5 months. Is that 2.5 months? 2.5 months? No. And as everybody knows, shit falls through. So we really don't feel comfortable taking off and having to come back to deal with this bullshit. If something falls through to winterize the house, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would want to take off, but I want to be gone by then. So hopefully we can work something out with the first offer and get the little differences figured out. We will see. We will see. If not, hey, we've had a ton of showings. We've had a bunch of interests, and the fact that we're getting a couple offers in the same day, I am perfectly comfortable with just saying what I need out of the deal, and it is what it is. So yeah, stay tuned. The original offer, I think the close date was the end of August. So, Yeah, that's kind of coming up here real quick. So that would be really cool. We were pretty excited to hear it. Pretty excited to hear back from the realtor this morning, discuss our options and see which way we want to go. And might know something, might have a signed purchase agreement by the time I talk to you next, or at least have it in the motion. So exciting news, getting ready to get on that road and start the next journey of our lives. Corey and I were talking last night on our barefoot walk. Yes. She's talked me into going on a barefoot walk every night after work, and I'm enjoying it. But we talk about things while we walk, obviously, and big topic of conversation the last few has been selling the house and moving on, obviously. And we really said, man, we're ready for a doozy, aren't we? Corey and I have been quite adventurous in our relationship. We were both kind of done with the traditional bullshit. Every day, grind day. I was coming out of a pretty shitty marriage. She was coming out of a long-term kind of crappy at the end relationship. And we just both wanted to be happy. So it really set the tone for a great relationship. We've kind of been spontaneous and adventurous. And we've realized that this is going to be the biggest adventure we've been on, and we are excited for it. And it's weird because we were both so structured our whole lives, schedule, routine. Corey, man, I don't know. She's pretty OCD borderline, I would say. I know a lot of people throw that around haphazardly, but I don't know. She needs to have things in have her ducks in a row and things in line for her to be comfortable. And I'm the same way. I like a structured a routine and this and that my whole life. And I've gotten strangely comfortable with not knowing. She's gotten strangely comfortable with just letting go and going for it. So I think that's the thing. We bring that out in each other, and we're ready for this. We're ready to be homeless, I guess. Not home. We have a home. We're very comfortable with our home. We just don't have anywhere to park it. There is that. But we are excited and can't wait to kick this off. We were super jazzed when I got that email and text message from the realtor. So stay tuned. More news coming soon. I am sure of it. So let's move on. Our goal with selling the house is to be able to attend Self-Reliance Festival down in Camden, Tennessee. I am racking my brain for contingency plans. The timing is right. Getting out of Minnesota, being down to Tennessee, it takes us a couple days. So that would be like the last week of September. Corey's birthday is the end of September, the last week of September. Huh, weird. We think that timing is about right to get out of here before fall. So we're really pushing to have that house sold. If not, we're trying to have contingency plans to where we can take off, winterize the house, and just sell it on the road, since we don't really have to be here to sell it. But yeah, so self-reliance, we're targeting that October 1st and 2nd, Camden, Tennessee, at the Special Operations Equipment facility, the compound down there. John Willis has a fantastic facility. They've been doing a self-reliance festival now for a couple of years, I believe. And it's just growing. It's growing. We went in the spring. It was fantastic. It was great. I enjoyed every speaker. I enjoyed all the people I met. Connected with people that I knew online, connected with people that I didn't know online, but now I do. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. And talked to Nicole at one point and picked up an affiliate link for Self-Reliance. It was before the Swale workshop that I talked about a ways back. Also works for Self-Reliance Festival. So if you're going to be in Camden, Tennessee, or near Camden, Tennessee, we found out Patty from the after party live on the air that she was going to be in Memphis the week before Self-Reliance, and Memphis is only a few hours away. So we talked into her into going. She booked her tickets, booked her hotel right there live on air on the after party. But yeah, if you can get to Camden, you don't need to be near there. There's people that come from all over the world to Self-Reliance. Yeah, figure out how to get to Camden October 1st and 2nd. It's going to be awesome. The lineup of people that are going to be there is just phenomenal. I have the website pulled up for the video people. I'm going to throw it up on the screen. I'm going to go over on that page. I'm going to read off the list of people that are presenting and the different demonstrations going on. So there's speakers, and then there's also hands-on demonstration stuff. So let me pull this up. And let me make it full screen so you can probably read it better if you're on the video. If you're on the audio, you can go to Self-Reliance, actually go down and scroll down in the notes and hit that link, and that will take you over there. But Nicole Sauce and John Willis, they put it together, and they do a ton of work. I think Nicole really puts a ton into it, and John, obviously hosting at the facility, has a lot to do with it. But Nicole is going to be speaking about Take Heart and Get Going. John Willis is going to be speaking about Dependence or DIY. Jack Spirko will be speaking about aquaponics. Billy Bond, who was there last time when we were there, along with the other three, is going to be talking about self-sustaining farmsteading. He talked about composting, feeding pigs and chickens on compost. Brand new member of Fireside Freedom, Thesea Ellis, is going to be speaking about being true to yourself. Joel Riles with Protection Canines will be down there with his dogs. They are awesome. Corey spent a ton of time, and I was a little disappointed when I saw Joel on the list because I don't have the 10 grand. If we sell the house, we will probably have the funds in the account to buy the fucking dogs. So, oh man, this is not going to be good. Not going to be good. There's going to be a couple panel discussions, one with Billy Bond, Nicole Sauce, and John Willis, and one with Nicole, Jack, and Toolman Tim Cook. Speaking of Toolman Tim, he is going to be there talking about building a content creation business. Ken Esch talking bridging personality gaps. John Bush from Live Free Academy is going to be speaking. Nick Ferguson, feed store independence with fodder trees. Michael Whistler about being in the zone and the theory of the flow. Ken Berry talking about proper human diet. Those are basically all the speakers that are on the list. I've seen rumors of other people confirming. I am not going to share that because I don't know if that is public knowledge or not, but I'm just reading off the website. So check the website often for new speakers if you don't think that's enough. But wait, there's more. We will go on and talk about the demonstrations that are going to be happening on the property at the time. Sorry, let me grab a drink here. Chuck Peoples is going to be back doing survival medicine, medical supplies, and things like that. Dakota Lobato, man, I'm so horrible at names. If you are listening and or you know this person and anybody on this list that I butcher their name, I apologize greatly. Alexevich, yeah, go ahead and butcher that one all you want. Traditional blacksmith, he's going to be talking about blacksmithing. Joel will be doing a demonstration on with his dogs. Did one last time. It was pretty cool. Andy Higginbotham going to be talking about homeschooling. This would be some distilling for fuel, weaving and spinning. Overlook Critical Prep of Fitness with Stephen Boone, Building the Future with Hemp. Brian Norton, Old Scrambling from Food Forest Farms, will be building a Vortex Tea Brewer. Lanny Johnson will be doing her knitting corner. There's going to be some canning demonstrations, gardening. Dakota, again, will be doing a demonstration about weapons-based grappling and blue guns and training knives. And yeah, when you say, I'm just going to shoot everybody if they try to attack me, I'll just shoot them. Yeah, you're going to end up dead. And then Matthew, the agorist tax attorney, he is going to be talking about avoiding the tax man legally. Whew. Yeah, I'm out of breath reading all that. So 2 days, we're currently $75 a ticket. $75 a ticket to listen to the wealth of knowledge that I just read you. That list, there has to be a ton on that list that you want to see, that you could benefit from, that you, if you can't gain $75 worth of knowledge just by being in that area, you got problems. So if you can make it to Camden, Tennessee, any way possible, definitely pick up a ticket, click that link in the show notes and head on over there. Check it out. Check out the website, check out the tickets, pick some up, and yeah, hopefully we'll see you there. I'm excited. I want to get down there and see a ton of people. Yeah, it should be fun. So definitely check it out. And with that, we're kind of at the end of the show today. Hump day. We're over this hump on the show for the week. We got two episodes left. Might do an interview. Might do a... Oh, Mortensen family says the DEA doesn't like him crossing the 49th, but that sounds great. Hey, we can smuggle you across. I offered Tim last night on Fireside Freedom to pick him up in the Boundary Waters in a canoe and paddle across the border and smuggle you in. So, yeah, what they don't know doesn't hurt him. Oh, let's see. yeah, might have an impromptu morning interview on Saturday. I might be able to talk somebody into doing a live interview here, right here at this kitchen table. I don't know. She just put up a video yesterday about her grounding, earthing moccasins. Go over to the YouTube channel, check that out. Give her some support. Hit that link, man. If I see people buying moccasins, she's gonna give me so much shit because I Thunder Bay. You got to come all the way over to the Boundary Waters, Martin's family. We got to smuggle you through in the heat, in the dark of night and the thick mosquitoes. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Check out Corey's videos over her grounding videos. They are fantastic. She's doing really good with that and having fun time with it. And it's benefiting her. So all in all, good thing. Good thing. She put up that moccasin video and I think you should check it out. Question of the day. Oh, man, I didn't change my question of the day today. Hey, did you vote yesterday? Did you have an election? Do you still vote? Do you still give a shit about elections and politics? I don't fault you if you do. I don't fault you if you still take part. I've just checked out. So I'll throw that question over there here at the end of the episode. Other than that, I got to wrap it up, guys. Oh, Martinson family says stealth crossing Superior would be fun on the Lake of the Wood. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that in winter. You think we can make it over in the winter on Superior? I know it doesn't freeze all the way over, but I think there is enough around the edges that you could probably make it through. I don't know. I would never smuggle anybody across the border, so I would never think about something like that. With that, check out the coffee, check out the website, hit up YouTube. Share everything, guys. I appreciate it. I got to burn out to work. I got to get my hours for the week and get done. You can always catch me at thelotsproject.com on Float, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all those other podcasts, 2.0 Value for Value Exchange. Hey, be like Martinson family. Get up early. Join us in the chat. Join the conversation. I didn't even check the Telegram chat today, so hopefully there's nobody over there. Oh, man, typing away, and I feel like I'm ignoring them. Hey, have a great day, guys. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.